Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Monday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Now here's Chopin the Bulldog with Micah Hyde.
Brought to you by Northtown Automotive, celebrating 50 years of serving Western New York. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. By Arthur Pressman, Western New York's traffic and DWI attorney. Your ticket to justice.com. By Computer Search Payroll Services, Buffalo's payroll service with Buffalo prices. By Reed's Gems, the official jeweler of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Welcome back. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog at 716, Sabres and Devils tonight. Joined now by Bills safety Micah Hyde on the West Her Hotline. Micah, how was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was amazing. How was your guys?
Pretty good.
Really good. Really good. There was no complaining nice. About having to work post-game after that after that game in Dallas. We were happy to be there.
Yeah, it was an exciting game. Definitely a Thanksgiving to remember. We're you know, put ourselves in good position for another elite opponent coming in on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're well past thinking about the Dallas game, but if we just had a permission for like a couple of minutes or a couple of things on this, please. So, I mean, you've been you've been to playoff games and you've been in more big games than most of your teammates. One thing that I was thinking about on post-game Thursday night was I bet players will remember this game for a long time. The combination of it being on Thanksgiving, the significance of the win in the standings, the Dallas part. Would you say that? Do you find that your teammates were especially proud or giddy or whatever that would look like after this win?
Yeah. I think, definitely. I think anytime you play, those primetime games and you come out and, you know, just have a great showing as a team. I can remember a lot of those games, in the past. So, just in the locker room, I'm pretty sure a lot of guys remember that game. Just how we all, played for each other. It was a hard fought win. It was a lot of, people saying we couldn't do it, and we went out there and played a good game. So, I think it's safe to say a lot of guys will remember that game, especially being on Thanksgiving.
You guys have had, it seems publicly a lot of faith in Josh Allen, and he had just a tremendous, very much, I think, right to say his best game as a pro on Thursday in the biggest spot he's been in so far. I hope you agree with that, and I wonder, how the team feels for him. Like, when you're backing somebody and you have confidence in somebody, to see them come through like that, I get a sense that that's probably pretty rewarding.
Yeah, it was nice to see him go out there and compete like that. We know what Josh Allen brings to this football team. His leadership, his competitiveness, the way he goes out there and just, fights, puts his body on the line each and every game for the football team. So it was good to see him go out there and do that. And, we've been saying through the wins, through the losses, through the off season, through OTAs, through training camp, we've been saying this whole time, that's our quarterback. We ride or die with him. And, if he's playing well, we're gonna ride that wave with him. If he's, playing bad, we'll pick him up and we'll expect him to come out next time and play well. So, but that's, that's just the guy that Josh Allen is. He's a competitor, and prime time, you see him go out there on Thanksgiving and just ball out.
That fourth down play, I'm sure I remember this correctly. Sean McDermott, I think, said after the game that he'd never seen a play quite like that, and I think a lot of people watching would have thought the exact same thing. To see him have the presence of mind to not just fall on that ball, but to reach down and grab it and then battle like he battled, that had to be something.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of one of those plays. I was looking up at the Jumbotron and was just like, oh, I think I had four different emotions, through 5 seconds of that play happening. That's the type of, plays that he's able to make. You see it all the time. I think that, Josh's potential is so high, and I've said it before, and I'm not scared saying it. I feel like he can be one of the elite quarterbacks in this league. Here soon, and he just the way he works and the way he's going to continue to work, He's going to put himself in position to make plays and do the things that he just did, you know, last Thursday.
So Dallas got its yards in the game, but not its points. There were turnovers, and you guys made enough plays to hold Dallas to, 15 points. It was, what, seven? Or what was it? It was not even – they scored it on their last drive when they were way behind.
And, they scored seven on the opening drive, yep.
Seven on the opening drive, and then they scored on their last drive. Nothing in between.
Yep.
One phrase that I think I've heard my entire life watching football is bend but don't break. I don't imagine it's a player's phrase. You know, like I'm thinking that you want to get a stop all the time. But will you talk about a little bit how if your mindset changes or strategy changes as the team gets closer to the end zone? Is there a different way of playing defense as the team is driving down the field? Like, does bend but don't break? I'm asking the same question maybe a few different ways.
Yeah.
I just hope it's good.
Is
that a respectable phrase to you?
We're not on the field, yelling at each other, hey, bend but don't break. That'd be kind of
right. Bend now. Bend now.
Yeah. That'd be kind of weird. But no, I think that, I think as you see the field shrink, obviously if the team's backed up, they have, 70, 80, whatever it may be, yards to go out there and just open up the playbook. But once, the field shrinks and they get into the red zone, the defense is able to, get tighter in coverage and all that. It's kind of one of those things that we practice a lot. Sean put us in a lot of those positions, in the last, whenever this team got together in OTAs, I feel like we've done that every single day of practice. There's like been some red zone situations and, it's tough for offenses to punch it in the end zone. As a defense, we're thinking to ourselves, hey, get a takeaway. And, if we can't do that, then force them to a field goal, no touchdowns. And I feel like if a defense can force, opposing offenses to field goals, and, I think it gives your offense a good chance to go out there and.
All right. Hopefully we haven't lost Micah Hyde. Mike Shope and the Bulldog is 716. Micah Hyde joining us here on the West Her Hotline. Are you still there? Okay, no. So we'll try to reestablish that. One thing I wondered about, too, I'm not sure if it's like that question or the other thing I was thinking about or like that interesting right now, because it was a few days ago and a relatively like easy game for the Bills. They won the game kind of going away. I wonder about like Elliott and Jackson coming up, and I want to ask him about preparing for certain players. You think of guys watching tape. And I think about, okay, we got him back. Good. Mike,
yeah,
there?
Sorry about
okay,
that.
Good.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Let me run this by you. I'm thinking about, so you're watching tape for Baltimore now, and what does that entail? You're looking at tendencies and, what kinds of things you can do, your team can do to throw off the opponent, whatever, those advantages. I wonder if you also watch tape on players to see whether it's like a running style or certain ways that you think you can, coverage, you're also, I think, watching to see what kind of one-on-one advantages you might be able to find in a matchup. What goes into that?
How much time you got?
as much as you have.
We can go on for the next 5 hours talking about how you watch film. So you can watch film plenty of ways. You can watch it situationally. You can kind of watch it from play one all the way through the end of the game and see how the offensive coordinator is calling plays, and obviously if they have momentum, then if they're taking big shots down the field, or if the other team's attacking them, then how they're throwing screens and stuff like that. So you can always watch it situationally, first, second, down, third down. You can go to the red zone and see how they operate in the red zone. If it's if they're winning, if they're up, then might possibly they will run the ball, and when they get in the red zone, then after that try to throw the ball in. There's some teams that just want to throw the ball in the red zone. They kind of get to the shrink the field, and they go straight to the red zone because they automatically have a field goal. Usually in this league, if you get to the 32 yard line, then the other team's going to kick field goals. That's kind of like the average to where you try to limit the offenses of getting to. So once they get to the 32-yard line, you're expecting them, okay, they can kick a field goal now, let's not give up seven. So that's kind of the mindset. So you can watch the situation, you can watch it, as far as formationally, what are they doing 2x2, Gun, what are they doing 2x2 with the back? You know, in the dot, what are they doing 3x1? What are they doing empty? You know, you can do it formationally. You can also do it, you know, with personnel. You know, 11 personnel, 12 personnel, 13, 11 personnel, 3 receivers, 1 tight end, 1 back. You know, 12 personnel, 2 tight ends, you know, 1 back. So you can watch it with the personnel. And then also, you know, if they have certain guys, that let's say, for example, last week, you know, 19 is their number one guy, and they like to take, they like to, you know, keep him out wide, one-on-one with the corner, and possibly, you know, give him some separation to make plays one-on-one. We understood that. We knew Tre'Davious was going to be on him, which is a good matchup, so he kind of held his own. There's certain guys in the league, you know, scat backs that can get out on third down. You got to know that. Some running backs are just downhill. So, you know, I guess individually you can watch it that way. And then you can also watch it, you know, individually with, you know, your matchup. So, you know, for, you know, last week, Jason Witten, whenever he lines up out of the core, obviously it's a pass. He's more of a, you know, a pass catching tight end. He's not really a blocking guy. So when he's out of the game, the most likely going to run it. If he's in the game, the most likely going to pass it, kind of keep or possibly run away from him. Because he's not, you know, that stout, you know, blocking tight end. If he gets in a 2-point stance, he could possibly go back behind the line of scrimmage. If he's in a 2-point stance, he's more like a receiver. He's probably going to run a route. If he gets, you know, in a square stance, that's kind of his blocking stance. He might go back and maybe motion across. You know, yak motion sometimes turns into a run. So you can watch all different ways. You can watch situationally. You can watch personnel, you can watch formation, you can watch individually. You know, there's some gadget guys in the league that, you know, once they come in, they're going to be jetting across the field, they're going to be ghosting across the field. And when those guys come in, you got to know that so that you can, you know, prepare everybody else. Hey, he's going across the field. Either I have him or we're going to bump this formation. You know, all you guys just bump and I'm going to, you know, get to my new keys and stuff like that. And then you have certain defenses that offense play different against. So, you know, for example, against us, they, you know, teams want to, I don't know, attack the screen game because they saw on film that we haven't been doing so well against, you know, against the screen. But then against other teams, you know, they might handle the screen well, so they'll possibly do, you know, do other things. So you got to watch film in a whole bunch of different ways, and that's where it's a chess match on and off the field. You know, you're watching in the meeting room. You see one thing, you see a weakness that the other team might have. You go out there on Sunday, you try to attack it, but you see that they, you know, they fixed it during the week of practice. And, you know, from there, it's a chess match. You got to say, okay, well, how else can we beat them? And that's why, you know, these coaches or offensive coaches, defensive coaches are geniuses because they understand, you know, the chess match in each situation. So, and that's why we're on the field, man. That's why these guys are getting paid a lot of money to go out there and, number one, you know, get the defenses lined up. Number two, know what's going on. And three, have the film study and the whereabout to possibly make plays. There's probably, you know, a handful of plays in the game that are just simple run plays or a simple pass play. You know, it could probably be a 5-yard gain or a 5-yard loss to where there was so much film study that was put into that one play that, you know, the outside world, people that are just watching the game don't really know what's going on. But it could be an exciting play for us. So there's a whole bunch of different ways, and that's why we talk about each and every week about understanding the other team. You have to understand possibly where that other offensive coordinator came from. You know, the coaching trees in this league are wild. You know, you got offensive coordinators that were former running back coaches for, you know, so-and-so 20 years ago, and they're still running the same stuff. And he comes from this tree and this guy, West Coast, and all this stuff. So there's a lot of stuff that goes into the game. And, you know, I guess that's why we do what we do. And we put so much, you know, effort and time and stuff like that into the game.
Wow. I just want to stand and applaud. I mean, you're not kidding. All the time we have, that is just beautiful. Whatever our boss is paying you for the season, I feel like, that right there, that 5 minutes justifies all of it. And there's a lot of questions. Yeah, thank you, Micah. And there's a lot of questions I'm thinking about from that. I'm sure you are too, Bulldog. But like to your last point, it's Greg Roman, and that's like that might remind you as you watch them of the Kaepernick Niners. I don't know.
Yeah. And yeah, exactly. So that's a good segue into you know what I just was talking about. You know, there's mm-hmm. you have to understand the history of and say, you know, say Greg Roman, you know, when he was with the 40, I'm just saying hypothetically, was with mm-hmm. the 49ers, you know, the Kaepernick days, and they played, you know, a Sean McDermott defense, you know, back in, say he was in Carolina, and it's 2013. Well, you might possibly want to go back and watch that game and understand what, you know, Greg Roman beat Sean McDermott, you know, how they went against each other and how they beat each other, you know, the good plays, the bad plays that worked, because they might surface back in this game. Obviously, this is a Sean McDermott defense, Greg Roman, that offense. So, you know, there's a lot of, it's not just watching film for the last couple games. You got to watch film from the whole season. You got to watch film from, you know, previous matchups and all that stuff. And that's why, you know, that's why a Miami Dolphins team can go out and beat Philadelphia Eagles team, that a Philadelphia Eagles team came into Buffalo and beat us, but then we handled Miami two times in a row, because it's all about matchups. And that's what I try to, you know, preach to you guys all, each and every week, is that this is the NFL is all about matchups. And, you know, if this receiver is able to dominate this corner and they can't stop them, you know, they're going to have a big game. So it's, you know, that's a league that we live in, and it's a challenge each and every week to understand, you know, the ins and outs of the other team.
The thing that mostly came to my mind while you were talking about all of that, Micah, is just how much you have to, on defense, change things up week to week and disguise things, because, you know, everybody's going to be, they're looking at you too. Like, you're doing all this work, and of course they're doing it to you. So, like, mm-hmm. how much do, is, sometimes you'll hear, well, just do what you do and do it well, and don't worry about the other guy, right? But I have to take into account that they're going to be ready for things that you do well, so you got to find some other way to do the things you do well or disguise the things you do well.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of just said it, but at the same time, there's a saying, obviously, you want to do whatever you can do, you know, whatever you're supposed to do the best way. So, you know, if we go out there on defense and we, you know, our fundamentals and our techniques and our scheme gives us the insight of what we're supposed to do on those plays. So if offense is going out there and just running, you know, what's the play called off of the Little Giants, whatever that play is, you know, going out there and doing that, yeah. if they're going out there and doing that and just running a whole bunch of crazy stuff, then our scheme and our technique should get us through that play, you know, ultimately. But then at the same time, there's some stuff that the offense does to scheme and try to beat you. So, you know, they might understand, hey, he's in, you know, they're in quarters right here, or they're in cover zero. Let's, you know, two receivers, stack them up or get them close, pick each other. And that way, you know, it turns into a basketball game. You know, obviously, 2-on-2 basketball, if one guy gets picked, the other guy's going to, you know, be going to the hoop. So you got to be able to communicate and pass stuff off as a defender. You know, possibly say, hey, here comes the pick. If you get picked, I'm switching on to the other guy. So it, you know, might possibly turn into a basketball game. So there's little things that you got to do, you know, within each play. And but the scheme and the technique should get you to the down. But like you said, you know, you got to be able to disguise, and you got to be able to do all this stuff so that the offense doesn't know exactly what you're doing on every single play, because these guys make way too much money on the other side of the ball to be, if they know what you're in, they're going to just pick you apart. You know, the Tom Brady's, the Drew Brees, the Aaron Rodgers, those type of guys. And they're going to go out there and just say, hey, he's rolling down, he's doing this, he's getting to the middle of the field, or no, they're in cover zero. Let's pick these two, and it's going to be a touchdown easily.
With Micah Hyde, we have about two and a half more minutes. These last 10 minutes have been really exciting and great to listen to. The Ravens, we mentioned them a little bit, but with after all that, or just above all that, what kind of challenge is this in terms of how it's different maybe than other weeks with respect to Jackson? I mean, there's three tight ends that catch the ball. That's almost all their passing offense is their tight ends. Or at least, you know, yesterday was a game like that. So what do you see Sunday being like?
Well, you mentioned their tight ends. They also have, you know, obviously a speedy receiver that can take the top off. They have some other receivers that just love to block. They love that part of their game. And, you know, they're paid to go out there and block for, you know, all the misdirection stuff that's going on. This is one of those games that, you know, you gotta know on each, you know, given call who has support, who has quarterback, who has, you know, this gap, that gap. You gotta be fundamentally sound, because if not, you'll get torn apart. You know, they'll be able to, you know, they have a whole bunch of guys moving all over the field, and if your eyes aren't right on your key and you get lost and, you know, looking at that jet when you're supposed to be looking at that back, then you can get confused, and there goes a gap, and there goes, you know, he's down the field. But I think the number one thing about the Ravens is their game travels. Like, it's, you know, they had a bad weather game yesterday. It was raining. It was terrible. Most teams, you know, they're not going to be able to operate in those type of conditions. But the Ravens, their game travels. They're a downhill running football team. You know, as long as they're holding on to the football and not fumbling, then they're going to be in good position to win ball games. So, you know, we got to understand that, and might possibly, you know, go out there and try to force some fumbles, just punching at the ball. I'm sure we're going to practice all week and just doing things like that.
That's a great point. San Francisco, I think, impressed in that way too, with the way they run the ball. And the Bills are that kind of a team too, where Allen running the ball, we've talked about. I mean, it's such a weapon for the Bills offense too. So good luck. The whole town's excited. I mean, I don't need to tell you. And congratulations on your success. Look forward to next Monday.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you later, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.